With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you could always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You could call me, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Chime in with your comments. Would love to hear from you. This week, we've got a jam-packed lineup of guests. We've got Brendan Gallagher, Lee Newmark, and Mike Kelly and Nicholas Armstrong. So a jam-packed lineup of guests that, trust me, you won't miss. And at the end of the program, I'll be sharing some tips on saving money in your small business. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com. Or give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. So I am a frequent viewer in the morning of the Morning Joe show on MSNBC. And before you start booing me, I want to explain that I actually learned something from the experience, because I believe this program is all about learning and sharing those experiences. At the end of the program, every single day, Joe Scarsborough and Mika, they talk about what did you learn today. So I want to share with you what I learned today, and I'm going to work backwards. I just chimed in, and I just mentioned that Get Down to Business is powered by our friends at Tandem HR, and many of our listeners likely have heard about the many solutions that the team at Tandem HR provide. You have likely heard many of the talented professionals at Tandem HR talking about EAP, employee assistance programs, about the knowledge that they bring to the table on the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. Perhaps you've heard about retaining and attracting talent from their professionals. But at the very top of the organization is a man that I've come to respect and admire. His name is Bruce Leon. Bruce Leon is the founder of Tandem HR. And today, I was fortunate to moderate a panel in Skokie with Bruce Leon, once again, the founder of Tandem HR, David Snyder, the publisher of Crane's Chicago Business, and Andrea Storrs, the director of employment services at the ARC. And we had a fantastic, fascinating discussion about business and employment in the Chicago market. And here were my takeaways. And as promised, I will rewind during the day as well, because there were other things that I learned and was inspired by as well. But we had a nice crowd at a local community center in Skokie, had a great conversation about the world of business and employment. And for all of you that are thinking that which one was it, was it business or was it employment, I tell you that it was actually, we covered both topics. And I say this to many of my friends and colleagues, but I believe that it is the same thing that lands somebody business, that gets somebody a job. And the professionals that I moderated the panel with today proved that to be the case. What I heard from them, I heard from the talented individuals like David Snyder of Cranes, is that these days there's no replacement for real world experience. How do you get that experience, you may ask? I tell you, it's because of personality and it's because of networking. If you are able to get out there and you're able to establish relationships, build bridges, get to know people, doors will open and you will be able to get the experience that you need to work your way up. I also heard from Bruce Leon of Tandem HR, and he was telling me about some of the exercises that he does within the company and with the clients that he works with. And he believes that companies are constantly making very tough decisions, trying to look at who are the developers. Who are the ones, not developers, the software developers, but the developers, the people that are growing within the organization, the people that are working hard, trying to get to the next level, the people that are growing their talent. And yes, of course, companies need to invest in their people and provide those opportunities. And yes, companies do need to, as Andrea Storrs at the ARC mentioned, companies and employers do need to take their responsibility as an employer very, very seriously at coaching and providing critique and guidance. If you're not happy with something, you can't just pull the plug and say adios and say goodbye, but you have to give people the right opportunities. But as Bruce Leon said, it is mission critical that as an employer, as a company, you have to provide, it is up to the company to provide the opportunities, but ultimately people need to earn their way through the company. David Snyder at Cranes also commented that it is common these days for different industries to be advancing faster than others. So he shared the example of Commonwealth Edison, ComEd, that they are paying with overtime $90,000 to $100,000 a year for people that are willing to climb the poles, the electric poles. There are jobs that are available, but people need to work for them. So once again, I learned a lot about the world of business and employment. It is mission critical that you network, that you build relationships as much as possible. Taking your calls, taking your questions at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Would love to hear your thoughts on that conversation about business and employment. But earlier in the day, I actually ran my first 5K ever, and it was a great experience. I did it for the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center. I know I've talked about some of the other events that are coming up as well. There's the 5K run to end homelessness sponsored by A Safe Haven, and that is taking place on Sunday, July 10th. That is right around the corner. Great opportunity. I'll be there as well. But I ran my first 5K. It was such an inspirational experience in a culture and an environment where we have people talking about the challenges in this country. It was fascinating to see people from all walks of life coming together around a good cause, around supporting each other. And I think that that's what businesses need to embrace as well. Businesses need to embrace this idea of unity. Businesses need to embrace this idea of learning from each other. So once again, as Joe and Mika do at the end of every single day on Morning Joe, they talk about what did I learn today. Today I learned a lot about business and employment from, once again, David Snyder. Learned a lot from Andrea Storrs. Learned a lot from Bruce Leon at Tandem HR. Some great professionals. So I just want to share some information for all of those distinguished panelists. And we'll be learning more from some other great professionals coming up shortly on the program. We've got Brendan Gallagher and Lee Newmark coming up after the break, as well as some interesting guests later in the program, including Mike Kelly. So great lineup of professionals. But Bruce Leon at Tandem HR, once again, they are demystifying the Affordable Care Act, demystifying Obamacare, talking about employee assistance programs, talking about attracting and retaining talent. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Also, the ARC, great resource on employment. They're at arcchicago.org. And finally, Cranes Chicago Business. We have David Snyder from Cranes Chicago Business, and their website is chicagobusiness.com. So I want to share just one more tip before cut over to the break. I want to talk to you a little bit about networking. Whenever you start a conversation with somebody in the world of networking, you want to ask, do you know somebody? Do you know that person? If you are constantly thinking ahead and constantly thinking about who do the people that you are connecting with know, doors will continue to open. It's sort of like LinkedIn, but the live version. If you're constantly thinking about what's next and the conversations that will take place as a follow-up and constantly think about how you can connect and help others, good things will happen. I always say that the busy only get busier. And the people that are become known as connectors, they are the ones that are often connected themselves. So once again, think of yourself as a connector. Think about how you can help the people in your network. Think when you are sitting at Starbucks and you're sitting with your next coffee meeting, don't think just about how you can benefit from the conversation. Make sure you're constantly brainstorming and thinking about how you can help the person across from you connect to the next person. I promise you it will come full circle. As they say, givers gain. The connected will only become more connected because people think of them. People think of those people as connectors, and people think of them as the resource makers. Once again, we're taking your calls at 312-642-5600. 312-642-5600. 312-642-5600. You can always get on my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I encourage you to get on the website, follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein, and you can learn who is going to be on next week on this program, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. After the break, as promised, we will be talking with Brendan Gallagher and Lee Newmark. They will be sharing some of their tips, some of their advice, and their information. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR. Visit them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. Get Down to Business is back after this break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Scott, Real Estate, taking a look at your traffic. Eden's inbound, Lake Cook to Montrose, taking it 23, no problems on the outbound side. Kennedy headed in, O'Hare downtown, 34 for Montrose, 18 on the outbound side. It is 11 to Montrose, 38 out to the airport. Eisenhower headed in, Thorndale to the circle, 32 for Mannheim, 18 outbounds, 19 to Mannheim, 32 to Thorndale. Stevenson in, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 36 from the Tri-States, 26 outbound, 27 to the Tri-State, 37 to 355. Dan Ryan in, a little slow, 95th to downtown, taking it 17, clear outbound. I-57, Bishop Ford, nothing going on. Lakeshore Drive southbound between 18th and the Stevenson, jammed up all because of construction. And on the Jane Addams headed eastbound between the River Road Toll Plaza and the Kennedy, a little tight there due to road work as well. AM 560 weather. Right now it's about 55 degrees and sunny skies. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
Senate Bill 3267 would introduce electronic driver tracking and charge you per mile that you drive.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
They're so desperate for money. What's next? Are they going to tax the air we breathe?
This is government at its best, taking blood from your left arm to infuse it into your right arm and spilling half of it on the ground.
We are really broke.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Signature Bank is Chicago's fastest growing, independently owned business bank. Signature Bank listens to your story, learns about your business, and sticks with their customers. I'm Dan Proft, and I know this because Signature Bank is my business bank.
I'm Kevin Bestuga, co-founder of Signature Bank. As native Chicagoans, my partners and I know this city, its economy, and the challenges that small businesses face. We like to think of Signature Bank as your hometown bank. Chicagoans helping Chicagoans. We understand that banking is ultimately about people, and we build long-term, lasting relationships with our customers. We stand by our customers, and our customers stand by us, and we welcome new customers every day. We look forward to welcoming you and your business into the Signature Bank family.
Signature Bank is looking for their next success story. Learn more about turning your business vision into reality. Visit signature-bank.com. Signature Bank, helping local businesses succeed. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And I'm joined by Brendan Gallagher and Lee Newmark of Arthur J. Gallagher Risk Management Services. Brendan and Lee, welcome to Get Down to Business. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I'm curious, you're in the risk management area, obviously dealing quite a bit with property, casualty, working with some interesting industries. And I'm curious to hear your perspective on changes in the market. What are you seeing? Brendan, if you don't mind telling us a little bit about the work that you guys do day in and day out.
Yeah, so Arthur G. Gallagher is one of the nation's largest property casualty and human capital benefit consultants. But Lee and I are both on the risk management and property and casualty side. And what we're seeing in the marketplace right now is kind of an evolution, I believe, based on a lot of technology that is becoming much more favorable for insureds out there. Insurance companies are starting to be able to pinpoint more problematic areas. And as a result, industries or business segments that haven't historically been loss leaders for insurers are starting to see favorable renewals and pricing decreases, significant pricing decreases. And in those markets where things have been difficult, you're seeing pretty significant increases. But for the overall marketplace, it's been down over the last 12 months.
And Lee, I know you you focus quite a bit on the healthcare practice areas at Arthur J. Gallagher, and everybody always talks about the lawsuits that are taking place in healthcare, whether it's medical malpractice, but also the workplace situations that are coming up. Lee, are you seeing an increase or a decrease in the world of litigation and claims that are popping up?
Sure, absolutely. It's been an interesting trend. We have been in the midst for probably about the last 7 or 8 years in terms of what we would call a soft market, a soft insurance market, and what that has really led to is the claims, both the frequency and severity over the last 8 years of claims, the number of claims being filed as well as the severity being the dollar amount in the judgments has been pretty much declining for the last 6 or 7 years. Over the last year or two, you've started to see things change a little bit. The frequency of claims being the number of cases that are brought, especially in the medical malpractice arena, is definitely still trending down. You're not seeing people take on the frivolous suits that they might have had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And a lot of that is due to the cost of defending a case. So that dollar amount has increased significantly, and so what you're seeing is the plaintiff lawyers that are going after these physicians or these hospitals or any healthcare facilities, they're really honing in on the ones that they really believe that they can win and the ones that they can win big judgments on. And so you're seeing the severity of claims go up and go up pretty significantly. You're starting to see a lot of big cases pay out. You know, of course, in you know, areas that have high litigation, you know, like Cook County or New York or other places that people have always historically known as that being a tough place to be a physician or a healthcare provider. But across the country, you're starting to see those trends of severity of cases going up pretty significantly because you have those plaintiff lawyers being a lot more selective and going after what I would call the big fish.
Fascinating. So once again, we're chatting with Brendan Gallagher and Lee Newmark of Arthur J. Gallagher. They're in the risk management area. Obviously, we are talking about property and casualty. Just interesting perspective from Lee Newmark on the healthcare side of things. But let's take a step back and let's talk about the company, Arthur J. Gallagher. Many of our listeners may be familiar with the company name, but may not know a lot about the history. So, Brendan, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about the company and how long you guys have been in business.
Yeah, so Gallagher was founded by my great-grandfather, Arthur J., in 1927. And really, it was a small family brokerage operation all the way up until the mid-50s. And his brother, or his two sons and a third that then joined the business later, started to really grow it. And in the 70s, we went on a growth trajectory that was based in two innovative solutions that my grandfather had actually developed, and since then it's been a pretty good run. We've grown substantially. We went public in the 1980s, and I think one of the things that we've been known for historically is that we've been the gorilla of the middle and small market, that we're not out there fighting over the Fortune 100, that we're actually bringing solutions to employers throughout the United States in that small and mid market.
And you guys are based in the Chicagoland area?
Yes, our headquarters are in Itasca, And we also have a large presence in downtown Chicago.
Fantastic. So, Lee, going back to the healthcare piece, but talking more globally about the market, healthcare is rapidly changing. You can't open a newspaper these days or whatever form of media you look at. That's saying about the mergers and the acquisitions that are taking place here in the Chicago market. We've been following the Advocate and North Shore merger for a little while, still up in the air whether that will take place. What are you seeing in terms of employment? Again, you guys have, at Arthur J. Gallagher, you have an interesting insight into watching operations because you get so, you partner so well with your clients and getting involved in their risk management needs. Are you seeing healthcare as a growing industry in terms of employment? And if so, for what kind of people are there opportunities?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So I'll take that first question regarding the consolidation and kind of work that into the opportunities that may be out there for growth in the industry in itself. And consolidation has really been the word of our business for about the last 3 years. About 3 years ago was really when the large hospital systems all started to make a push to employ all the independent physicians throughout the state of Illinois and throughout the country as well. But just focusing here in the state, a short time of about 12 to 24 months, I mean, you had, you know, some single specialties pretty much go away as far as their independence in the state of Illinois. I mean, you look at the specialty of cardiology, it's very rare that you'll find any group of size that still remained independent. The hospitals really focus their attention on primary care, and all of the hospital systems, whether it's Advocate, North Shore, you know, Northwestern, Cadence, they're all fighting over the same business because none of them are really, set to one location. They're in the city, they're in the suburbs, they're west, they're north. And so all of them, every time a physician group either puts themselves up for the ability to be sold or merged with, or they're having issues where they need to, there's so much competition between all the hospital systems that you're really seeing this competitive environment being driven. And so, I mean, you look at our clientele and, you know, it's very different than it was 3 years ago. It's the physicians that have remained steadfast to be independent are there, but we've seen a lot of our clients, a lot of our business. 3 years ago was a tough time for our business. We've turned it around with some different opportunities, but consolidation is still happening, and it's still happening every day. Even more so, you mentioned with the Advocate North Shore, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, but that could be a game changer in the Chicago market, and it will change healthcare.
Absolutely. I agree with every word that you're saying, and I think it's fascinating to watch these small independent medical offices, watching them trying to hold on for as long as they can. But in a market like Chicago and markets like big cities, Chicago, New York, L.A., I think that's going to be increasingly challenging. I know we have had interesting conversations on this program about small rural communities and the need for physicians, the need for DOs or MDs popping up. So for our next conversation, I look forward to talking about that and talking about the demand in healthcare. But believe it or not, we are just about out of time. So, Brendan, if you don't mind, if you could share how our listeners can get a hold of your team and learn more about the fantastic work at Arthur J. Gallagher.
Yeah. Gallagher can be reached at 630-773-3800. Just ask the operator to direct you to whatever business segment you're looking for, whether it be employee benefits consulting or property and casualty, and they will find you to the right person. And I can be reached directly at 630-694-5484. Again, 630-694-5484, and I'm happy to help you get to Lee and anyone else within the organization that may be able to be of assistance.
Well, we appreciate your insight, and we'll look forward to following up on this discussion. Again, encourage our listeners to get a hold of the team at Gallagher. You can also find them online and encourage you to read up more about a great company doing some great work. We talked a lot about healthcare, but they're involved in many other industries as well. So, Brendan, thank you, Lee. Appreciate your time and get down to business.
Have a great night.
You too. After the break, we're going to be talking more about networking. Got lots more advice for you. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. So as I said, don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more for you after the break. Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
We're so excited about our sold-out golf outing at the Bolingbrook Golf Club coming up on Thursday, June 16th, to benefit Operation Support Our Troops America.
If you weren't able to get in this year, don't worry. You can still reserve a tee time at the Bolingbrook Golf Club anytime this spring or summer by visiting bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
And thanks to the sponsors who are making our golf outing possible.
Agostino's Rock and Roll Deli, Fox River Periodontics, Kyojo, Remax Professionals, Automated Systems Incorporated, and Pearl Mortgage.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. A Manchester United soccer match canceled because of something suspicious authorities forgot about.
Officials issued a code red alert. They evacuated the stadium, 75,000-person capacity, attached a charge to this package. It didn't ignite. At that point, they knew it was a fake. And yes, it turns out it was a dummy device left over and forgotten about from another terror training exercise, which was conducted at the stadium on Wednesday.
Fox's Greg Palcott. President Obama addressing grads at Rutgers University.
Epidemics like Zika or Ebola can spread and threaten Americans too, and the wall won't stop that.
A not-so-veiled reference to Donald Trump. Trump attending daughter Tiffany's graduation at the University of Pennsylvania. Vice President Biden there too, his granddaughter graduating. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotzerillo. Let's take a look at your traffic right now on the Edens inbound. Lake Cook Montrose sitting at 20. Up on back to Lake Cook is 19. Kennedy headed in O'Hare to downtown. Half an hour from Montrose is 15. Up on back to Montrose 10. Up to the airport is 28. Type between Montrose and Sayre. Eisenhower inbound. Thorndale to the circle 34 from Manheim 21. Reports of a crash at 9th Avenue. Right lane is blocked off. Traffic's back up to 25th. On the outbound side, it's 23 to Manheim, 36 to Thorndale. Stevenson in, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 35 from the Tri-State, 25. Outbound is clear. Dan Ryan inbound, 95th to downtown, 17. Bishop Ford inbound, 130 into Sibley. Going to be stop and go because of a crash, blocking two left lanes. Ryan to 1894, taking to 25. The Jane Addams Tollway eastbound between River Road Toll Plaza and Kennedy, tight. AM 560 weather, right now it is 54 degrees and partly sunny. Our next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Hi, I'm Lex Howard, CEO of Balance of Nature. Statistics show that most people will listen to this commercial 7 times before they finally purchase Balance of Nature. Don't be a statistic. Take action to determine your future.
I just have to tell you, I love Balance of Nature. I've been telling everybody about it. I can't believe how good I feel. Got my husband taking them now, and he's trying to get his mom to take them. Because rarely do I take something where I feel a difference. If I'm just taking vitamin D or my multivitamin, I don't really feel a difference. But when I started taking these, I feel a difference. And like I said, I can't tell you how good I feel.
Begin giving your body the fruits and vegetables it needs every day. Accept and complete Dr. Howard's 120-day health challenge to earn a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business, a show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Shortly on the program, we're going to have Mike Kelly and Nicholas Armstrong, more professionals, talking to us about business and entrepreneurship. But for now, as promised, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about networking. More importantly than networking, I want to talk to you about relationships, because ultimately, I believe how networking is actually defined, it's about the cultivation of relationships. So I want to encourage you to humanize your email messages. Some professionals tend to write emails that sound like they're barking orders. Yes, I've read those emails and they are scary. They are scary, and a good rule of thumb is that if you wouldn't be comfortable saying it face-to-face, don't write it in an email. Listen, I'm one of those guys that I am quite busy. I'm getting several thousand emails every single day, and I can't take phone calls as often as I would like. There's a lot of people that I would love to talk to every single day if I could. There's just literally physically not enough hours in the day. So I'm one of those people that tend to send a lot of emails, checking in with people. I'll always respond to every single email message, regardless of what it's about, regardless of who it is. It doesn't matter to me. Assuming you're somebody that I like, I will respond to you. And in fact, I actually reach out to a lot of people checking in with them, but I can't pick up the phone all the time. I try to humanize my email messages. I try to be brief, but also try to put maybe just a drop of emotion and show that I care in the messages. And it's important that as a professional, regardless of how busy you might be, not to come across as the person that just doesn't care, because I firmly believe that everybody really does care. Sometimes you just don't convey the message as well as you would like. So once again, humanize your email messages. Don't bark messages. If you want to say it in person, don't say it in an email. I also want to talk to you a little bit about something else that I learned from the team at Tandem HR. When I visited their office in Westchester, Illinois, I noticed a few signs. Apparently, they had a few people that were starting new positions, new hires, and I was quite impressed to see that the team, the management team at Tandem HR, made them a welcome sign at the front door saying, "Welcome John Doe to Tandem HR." I thought that was a really, really, really helpful tool to making somebody feel comfortable. And I know I've talked about this earlier in previous weeks on Get Down to Business, but you're spending so much time trying to recruit and attract talent. Make sure that when they actually get to your company, make sure they actually feel welcome. And the same should hold true for people that are working there all the time. Again, you have to assume that people that you may have recruited from somewhere else, people that you may have posted a job online to attract, chances are they interviewed at other companies as well. It is, after all, a competitive marketplace, and it would be kind of foolish to lose them to another company, because chances are they have had offers from other companies as well, all because of a bad experience. So when you send emails, I talked about emails a moment ago, but when you send emails, regardless whether you're sending it externally, that means to a customer, to a friend, to a colleague, or you're communicating with coworkers, I want to share some 4 quick, very helpful tips that I found that has worked well. Again, number 1 is start off with a respectful greeting. Don't start off with, hey. Don't start off ideally with the message, although sometimes if you have 8 or 9 emails going back and forth in rapid fire with somebody at that point, I believe you could drop the greeting, But your first email to somebody should greet them by name or say hi. I tend to be the hi type person. Some people say hello. I believe that's a little bit too formal. But again, start off with a respectful greeting. Number two is be brief. I mentioned before that a lot of people, myself included, get a lot of emails. So be brief. Please don't write a 2-page long email dissertation. Nobody's going to read it. At the end of the message, thank your recipient. Thank your recipient for the time, for their involvement, for whatever they're doing. Thank your recipient for taking the time to read the message. Thank the recipient for taking action on whatever you wanted them to take action on. And finally, number four is avoid using capital letters. I would think that that one would go without saying, but I've learned to take nothing for granted. Some people really just don't have any email etiquette at all. And again, I would encourage you not to be the person that's shouting in an email message. So once again, if you wouldn't shout in person, don't shout in an email. Don't put capital letters. Start all emails with a greeting. Be as brief as possible. Get your point across, because chances are the person, the recipient, the person that's reading the message, chances are they are rushed for time, and you want them to read the message. And finally, at the end, you want to thank them for their attention, thank them for their action, thank them for their involvement, thank them for their follow-up on whatever action your email required. Once again, emails are important, an important way of communication. Emails are a great way to network, to continue relationships, so make sure you do it right. Get Down to Business is powered by our friends at Tandem HR. They are our solution center, and you could give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You can also visit them online at tandemhr.com. I shared some tips from Bruce, Leon, and the team at Tandem HR, shared some pointers that I've heard from them over the past few weeks. I encourage you to get a hold of them, 630-928-0510. After the break, we're going to be chatting with Mike Kelly and Nicholas Armstrong, who have a lot more advice and information for all of us. And Get Down to Business, get on my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from past weeks and Get Down to Business and find out who's going to be on next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. More for you after the break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
George Cazarillos taking a look at your traffic on the Edenton inbound. A little slow. Lake Cook to Montrose taking it to 21. Outbound's fine. Kennedy headed inbound. O'Hare to downtown sitting at 30. For Montrose is 15. Outbound back to Montrose 10. Up to the airport 28. Type 2 Montrose and Sayre. Eisenhower inbound between Mannheim and 9th. We stop and go all because of a crash blocking right lane. 40 from Thorndale to the circle, 27 from Mannheim. On the Eisenhower headed outbound, Central to 9th is stop and go, 27 out to Mannheim, 40 out to Thorndale. Stevenson in, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, taking 35 from the Tri-State to 25. Outbound is clear. Dan Ryan in, 95th to downtown, 17. Bishop Ford headed outbound, 111 to Sibley. It's going to be stop and go because of an earlier crash, 50 minutes. Ryan out to 80-94. AM 560 weather right now. It is about 53 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-388-3011. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-388-3011. 1-800-388-3011.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And I'm thrilled to be joined by Nicholas Armstrong, a Senior Director for Research and Policy at the Institute for Veterans and Families at Syracuse University, as well as Mike Kelly, the Assistant Vice President of Military Advocacy at the USAA, which is working in partnership with the Institute for Veterans and Families. Thank you, both Dr. Armstrong and Mike Kelly, for joining us on Get Down to Business this Sunday evening.
Good evening.
Fun to be here.
Fantastic. So I know you're working diligently on trying to work to turn veteran talent into a competitive advantage in areas of acquisition, deployment, and development. Tell us a little bit about your work at the Institute for Veterans and Families. Dr. Armstrong, please.
Sure. Good evening, everyone. So we've been working with USAA for several years now, and we just launched a new research effort this past fall to really dive into understanding how employers can make better use of veteran talent. Just for some background, of course, the private sector has done a lot of great work over the last 5 years in terms of making new hiring commitments to veterans, and the veteran unemployment rates going down quite a bit. But more effort is particularly needed in terms of focusing on how veterans are doing in the workplace, particularly focused on retention and performance and things like that.
So, Nicholas, tell us a little bit about the IVMF. Tell us a little bit about why the IVMF is unique in the work that you're doing for veterans.
Sure. So the Institute for Veterans and Military Families was founded in 2011 at Syracuse University as the first academic institute in higher ed that really takes a broad, multidisciplinary view of helping veterans and their families, advance themselves from like an economic and wellness perspective. And so we offer both the education and vocational training programs, as well as do research. So we like to brand ourselves a bit as an action tank. So we do research, but we're also in the field providing educational opportunities, training to veterans or families, as well as supporting communities.
Well, fantastic work that you guys are doing at Syracuse University. Interesting and very unique. And I know we're also joined by Mike Kelly, the Assistant Vice President of Military Advocacy at USAA. And I know you're working closely with the Institute on many of these veteran issues. Why did USAA decide to partner together on both this research, but more important than the research, perhaps, is the advocacy on these issues?
Well, at USAA, the military culture is part of our DNA, and hiring veterans is a significant commitment for us. In fact, we were just at the White House last week, and made another commitment to hire 5,000 veterans and spouses over the next 5 years as part of the White House's Joining Forces program. So it's part of who we are, but we also recognize that USAA, while we're growing, can't hire all the veteran spouses that need jobs. So our commitment and our strategy really is to help other companies learn how to hire veterans, and that's just the beginning. So hiring them is just the start of a company's commitment. And that's why we work with the Institute for Veterans and Military Families to build out these workforce readiness briefs that help companies build a strategy that goes beyond just the hiring and really dives into how to develop them and retain them.
Well, it's interesting because I know that the research that you've done, it's entitled Revisiting the Business Case for Hiring a Veteran, which, as you're saying, is just the first step. But one of the comments that you've made is about how to fully leverage veteran talent. So either of you, I'd be curious to hear your perspective on what is the veteran talent that can be fully leveraged. What is the business case for hiring veterans? We love veterans. We care about their service to our country, but business is business. We're running companies.
That's right.
What can a veteran provide to our businesses and to our companies here in the Chicagoland area?
You want to take a stab at that, Nick?
I'd be happy to. So just a few years back, the IBMF published a short brief called the Business Case for Hiring a Veteran. And so in that brief, we outlined basically 10 high-level reasons why veterans are valuable to companies. And, and this is all based in research, but typically if you look at a veteran, they're entrepreneurial, they exhibit high levels of trust. Coming from the military, they're adept at the skills, especially like the leadership skills, the experiences that they learn through their training. They're very adept at being able to apply that in very different environments and even risky or even high pressure environments. They're very comfortable in those types of scenarios. They often bring advanced technical training and are resilient. And they work well in teams, and they're, you know, can take leadership roles when leadership is necessary, but also be good teammates.
Well, so that would explain why, as you're saying, why veterans make for a good addition to companies. And as you say, revisiting the business case for hiring a veteran. So great work at the IVMF, the Institute for Veterans and Families at Syracuse University, and of course the USAA for advocating on these issues. We are going to have to leave it there, but I know there's a lot more information, of course, USAA website. We've shared that website many, many times, but also vets.syr.edu is a good website for people to check out. And there are different papers available about workforce readiness and veterans. So Nicholas Armstrong, Mike Kelly, thanks for joining us and Get Down to Business.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, after the break, we're going to be talking about ways that some small businesses can save some money. We know that's something that every business wants to do, try to be as cost-effective as possible. So once again, a lot more tips, advice, and information for all of you after the break. Don't touch the dial. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200. Your favorite restaurant, a smashing Broadway play, the most talented doctor. There are many things in life that'll make you go the extra distance. So why not take extra time when it comes to your dental health? That's why Artistic Dentistry in Homer Glen should be your first and only call at 708-301-6060. Artistic Dentistry is destination dentistry. Dr. Akrush and his team see patients from as far as the northern suburbs to northwest Indiana. And they're so confident you'll receive the smile you want, they'll pay for your gas. That's right. All new patients receive a $25 gas card and a free Zoom take-home whitening kit during their first visit. With a 5-star rating from more than 300 online reviewers, you'll see why Artistic Dentistry can be destination dentistry for you and your family. Schedule now at 708-301-6060 or online at artisticdentistry-pc.com. Must mention this ad for gas card while supplies last.
You can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. As a small business owner, you're always looking to bring in more business and increase profits. But another way to boost profits is by cutting expenses. Even if you're having a good quarter full of great sales, out-of-control costs will quickly eat up your profits. So you want to avoid the mistakes that other businesses are making. Keep close track of your expenses. Use a small business accounting tool like QuickBooks and cut them at every chance you get. Your competitors might overlook some of these expenses, but you will not. So first of all, try cloud sourcing. Studies show that it costs about $4,000 to find and hire a new employee. Once you've hired a new staffer, you'll have to spend time and money on training, sick leave, vacation time, and insurance. As a result, many companies are turning to cloud sourcing, which has revolutionized the way some small businesses compete in the world's marketplace. Cloud sourcing involves hiring qualified professionals who work remotely for a fraction of the cost of traditional employees. They are some of the best professionals out there, especially in today's job market. They'll post portfolios on sites like Elance, Freelancer, and Odesk. You can hire them for a set period of time based on your specific needs. This way, you don't have to keep a writer, graphic artist, or web designer on your full-time payroll. By using cloud sourcing for your marketing, business administration, or technology needs, you'll be able to cut down on those expenses. Sometimes you just can't use a remote worker, however, like when the paper filing has piled up or you need other hands-on tasks completed. So some businesses use temps for these jobs, but agencies can be expensive. So instead, call your local college or business trade school and ask them about using interns for the work, especially when they're getting school credit. College students work for small fees or sometimes nothing at all. You could also hire a virtual assistant to work remotely. Many college students aren't able to find an internship in their local area, so they look online, find those websites, and post your positions. When you go shopping, look for purchasing power. Collaborate with other small business owners and save money on supplies and other goods. Chances are you will save money by cutting out the higher costs of products. And always ask for a discount. They don't always advertise, but many top retailers will discount their items for small business owners. You just have to take the initiative to ask. You won't necessarily get a discount on a $2 pack of pens, but if you're outfitting your home office with new equipment or other big ticket items, you'd be surprised at the number of times you'll get a better deal for mentioning that you own a small business. Don't buy in bulk. No, I'm not misspeaking over here. Often small business owners buy things like office supplies in bulk because it seems less expensive to buy it that way. For instance, if you buy 1,000 pens, your cost per pen will be less than if you bought them one at a time. What if you have to ask yourself, will you ever really use 1,000 pens? More likely, you'll either lose them or find most of them dry out before you get around to using them. As a small business owner, you could greatly reduce your expenses by buying only what you need today, not what you think you'll need tomorrow. And shop around for insurance. We talked a little bit about insurance earlier in the program with the folks at Arthur J. Gallagher, as well as Tandem HR always have some good advice. But again, make sure you shop around. You want to eliminate finance charges and don't waste time. Time is one of the most important resources that you have, so don't waste your time. Use energy-efficient appliances. Try new forms of advertising. Consumers need to hear your advertising message an average of 7 times before they'll consider buying your product. And if you're paying for traditional advertising such as print, television, or radio, your advertising budget can get very big very, very quickly. So take advantage of some of these tools. Make sure you are maximizing the dollars that you are spending. Make sure you're not wasting money. Make sure every moment of your time is spent dedicated to trying to bring in revenue and cut out the dollars that you're spending on unnecessary costs. Trust me, they add up very, very quickly. For small business owners, whether you're profitable, you want to be even more profitable. If you're not profitable, you want to get to being profitable as quickly as possible. So what a great lineup of guests. We spoke with Brendan Gallagher, Lee Newmark from Arthur J. Gallagher. We spoke with Nicholas Armstrong and Mike Kelly regarding hiring veterans, something very important. And I shared my thoughts a little bit about networking and building relationships and some of my thoughts from the panel with David Snyder, Bruce Leon, and Andrea Storrs. Once again, Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. Visit my website, shalomkline.com. And we'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 30